Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Off the Beaten Track podcast. I'm your host, I'm Stu Whiffin. It's another week, therefore it's another episode. Today's episode, I talked to Aloe Black. And, well, it's great, as you're about to find out. Just quickly, before we do get on with that chat, a few thank yous. Firstly, thank you to Carver PR and Harry over there for helping facilitate this chat. Thank you to you lot for continuing to support Off the Beaten Track. It's just been a blast. It's showing no signs of slowing down. I'm having a great time. And if you lot are getting a fraction of the joy listening as I am having these chats, then we're all happy. Thank you to Scroobius Pip and everybody at the Distraction Pieces Network. Thank you to my right-hand man, 76, who is producing these podcasts. And he's producing audio that is remote audio. You know, these things in lockdown are being done remotely over Zoom or Skype or you know, and all sorts of other ones. And he's doing really well to try and ensure that you get a really nice, warm-sounding podcast without, you know, having the beauty and access to studios. So huge thanks to 76. If this is your first time listening to Off the Beaten Track, when you finish listening to my chat with Aloe, then go and have a look in the back catalogue. You can hear me talking to artists as diverse as Chuck D, to Chic, to Fatboy Slim, to Motley Crue, to Foo Fighters, to Idols, to Sleaford Mods, to Suede. So there's a stack of stuff to get stuck into, and it's all for free. So go and have a look in the archive. Subscribe while you're there. That always helps. And if you'd like to support the podcast in other ways, you can do so and get extra content by heading over to my Patreon page. And you get sort of access to radio shows and video episodes and such over there. And I guess the one-stop shop for everything I've just been banging on about is www.offthebeatandtrackpodcast.com. Okay, what I should also say as well is Aloe was on a really tight schedule for this, so I was only sort of limited to 30 minutes time with him. So you'll probably find that this episode is slightly pacier than the chats you're used to, but we don't skip over anything. We get the songs in, we get the backstory on the songs and everything else you're used to, but it just moves a little bit faster. Anyway, it gives me great joy to say please enjoy Off the Beaten Track podcast with Aloe Black. Right, I've got to take a quick break in this podcast because I've got some super exciting news. Off the Beaten Track podcast is proud to go into partnership with the Cacao Bar from Hotel Chocolat. That's right. The Cacao Bar is not a chocolate bar. It's all the best bits of a chocolate bar put into a really exciting new alcoholic range. That's right. Gin, vodka, and a beautiful range of cream liqueurs. So one of the big bonuses of this partnership is obviously I'm super thrilled to have Hotel Chocolat working with us, but they sent me a great big box of this stuff, and I'm telling you, it's amazing. Go and check it out, www.hotelchocolat.com, or over on the socials at Hotel Chocolat. But yeah, in the coming months, there's going to be opportunities for you to get involved with competitions with us, to win bottles of stuff. There's loads of exciting things coming soon, and I can't be more happy to say that this podcast is in partnership with the Cacao Bar from Hotel Chocolat. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
It's Off the Beaten Track podcast on the Distraction Pieces Network. With me, Stu Whiffin.
Okay, we are recording. Joining me today, hello, Black. Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Where are you today?
Today I'm in Los Angeles.
Nice. Has life been in Los Angeles over the last year, both as you, the human being, and the creative?
Oh, wow. So being in Los Angeles has been great because there's plenty of sunshine. So over the past year, I was able to still socially distance, but go to the beach, go to the mountains, hang out with my family at the park. And it's also been, as a human being, it's been tough because, you know, my daughter is in school, but she had to do Zoom classes, which is not, not conducive to young folks being on the computer all day and not having interactions with their friends on a regular basis. And as an artist, you know, it's given me an opportunity to really just kind of focus on the craft of songwriting, do a lot more virtual songwriting sessions, and to think about what I want to share next. You know, I think the album that I put together, All Love Everything, was written pre-pandemic, but I feel like it was the right messaging for this time where we need to feel, a bit of comfort and positive and hope in the music that we hear and the art that we consume. And I think as an artist, it's been difficult because I enjoy performing live in front of a live audience.
Sure.
And not having that communication, that energy and that relationship with the live audience has been something that I miss. So, it's complicated.
It's coming back soon, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to start your playlist, and I'm going to ask you for track one for the song that you regard as having the greatest ever intro, please.
Yeah, the greatest ever intro, Michael Jackson's I Want to Be Where You Are. This song starts off with a harpsichord and just the most amazing string arrangement, and some amazing like energy, even though it's a soul song, it has this kind of classical music and classic historic fare to it.
And you touched on something a moment ago as well, where you said about the art and the craft of songwriting. And so I always like to ask musicians this question. The way that people listen to music is far different now to obviously when it was when Michael Jackson put that record out. And just in the last sort of 5-10 years, alone, we've seen the way that people, ingest their music is mainly from sort of streaming sites now. And the days of, devouring a piece of vinyl, although it's coming back in sort of little bits, it's still predominantly a very fast-paced world. And as I'm seeing, with my own children, just how quickly their thumbs are flicking and their attention spans seem to be getting shorter. I just wonder, I've gone a long way around asking this question, but the fact that music does seem to be so saturated, there's no journey to find it now, it's there, anything you want, at the flick of a switch. Has that impacted on how you songwrite and the intro specifically?
Wow. It has definitely impacted the intro. I recognize now that, people's attention spans are much shorter. That the consumption model of music is way different than when I was growing up. And, I try to get to the lyrics right away rather than have an extended introduction. But, I have found that it really depends on what kind of artist you are and who you are in the music business, because some of the younger artists nowadays have been really taking advantage of the intro and extending their intros to get past the 30-second point before they start their lyrics, because they know that monetization on the streaming services begins after 30 seconds of listening.
Right. Oh, that's interesting.
And so for me, I feel like they can do that because their songs are much slower. So the progression from first note of music until the lyric has more time within the musical structure, the bars that are there. For me, I'm still making music in a way that I feel like if I can get to the lyric first and impress people who are first time listeners with my voice and the words that I say, they'll be interested to hear more. And so that's the game I play.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take you back now. For track two, I'm going to ask you the first song you remember hearing that had an emotional impact on you, please.
Yeah, Quincy Jones's Secret Garden. Now, Quincy Jones didn't perform on the song. He was the producer, but it was an album project that he had put together and had multiple artists on this album project. And this particular song had Albie Shore, James Ingram, Barry White, who shared the vocal parts of the song. But the emotional impact was, I was in elementary school. I had a crush on a very cute girl in my class. And at the end of the year, I had failed to express to her my undying affection. And so I felt like I'd missed my opportunity. And I just remember the last day of school, like at home, bawling tears, crying that I never asked her to be my girl.
And in regards to that, I just want to ask you how you deal with, if you wake up and you're feeling low, you're having a blue day, do you reach for something really positive, or are you happy to sort of process that somber feeling and listen to something more somber and sort of process it? You know, do you reach for the sad records if you're feeling sad, or do you just try and sort of pull yourself out of it with some more sort of joy?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That's a good question. I think I do reach for the somber songs to help, I guess, externalize the emotion. So if it's in me and I feel, I feel it, then I want to put it in put it outside of my body, put it in the song that I'm listening to, and it gets me one step further removed so that I can get back to normal, I guess. Yeah, I don't try to deny it by just turning on, you know, a happy song and like and cast aside any fear, woes or sadness that I have. I acknowledge it, but I do try to displace it.
Well, you mentioned school, and so for track three, I'm going to ask you for the song that reminds you of your time at school, please.
Tribe Called Quest's Buggin' Out is a song that I would listen to almost every day when I got picked up by my best friend's older brother in middle school. And it made me feel really cool because I was like one of the only kids who had a car that would come pick me up with a huge, huge stereo system, totally disrupting the neighborhood. You could hear the car coming around the corner into the school parking lot, and everybody's looking around to see, like, whose car is that? And here I am with my backpack walking up to the car, like, it's my ride, guys. It's my
ride. I mean, how did you find school?
I loved it. You know, I was a good student. I had, I think the luck of parents who were really adamant about me doing well in school, but not just doing well in school, in life. And they knew that setting me up with the right school environment in the right neighborhood, giving me the extracurricular activities that I needed to support my education, all of that would be helpful. I enjoyed it.
Did you know what you wanted to be?
I thought I would like to be a scientist, maybe a neuroscientist, maybe a psychologist. Those were the things that I was thinking about, something related to the mind and thought.
And so music wasn't on the agenda at this point?
No, music wasn't on the agenda. Music was just a passion. It was my pastime. I was writing lyrics. I thought, you know, I'd join a hip-hop group and make songs for my friends, and I did.
I mean, would you say you was a confident kid?
I'd say I was pretty confident. I had a lot of friends. Everybody at school treated me well, so I had, I think, a very good support system around me. Yeah.
And you've chosen a career in a, you know, what is famously quite a ruthless and difficult industry to achieve the level of success that you've had. Would you say you're a driven person?
Driven? I don't know if I'm driven. I doubt that I am. I find that I'm quite lazy.
Oh, really?
And I think that I rest on my laurels a lot, but my laurels are quite efficient. So I learned process, and I'm good at understanding systems, and I can use that understanding by my access to learning things quickly, I use that to my benefit.
Standing the formative years for this next one, I'm going to ask you, please, for the first song you remember buying from a record store.
So the first song that I bought personally from a record store was the cassette of Nas's Illmatic album in maybe 94. I was a freshman in high school. I had my own money. I was working at the lunch lines at school. So helping other kids when it was lunchtime, I was selling them the food that they were going to eat, and the school would pay me to do that. And with my money, I, purchased the music that I liked. And this particular album is still one of my top albums of all time, especially of hip hop.
This is normally the track where someone says something really embarrassing, and you've pulled out one of the greatest albums of all time here. So that's a solid choice there.
Yeah.
And I mean, also sort of touching on records, was there records on at home growing up? Did your parents play, like, you know, was there music on at home all the time?
Sure. Yeah, my dad had a big stereo system, and on his stereo system he had this placard that had an inscription that said, "If you value your life as much as I value my stereo, keep your hands off." He had records from, you know, soul records and pop records. And then there was music from their home country, Panama, that I grew up listening to. Spanish salsa music, some calypso music from the Caribbean, and soul music in Spanish. Really beautiful soul music. I always wanted to cover the songs that I grew up hearing that sounded like American soul, but very much steeped in the cosmopolitan Panamanian culture, the mixture of people that came to work on the canal and then made music.
Beautiful. For track four, I'm going to ask you, sorry, this is track five, in fact, the song that soundtracked your years clubbing.
Oh, wow. So, you know, for me, clubbing is an interesting term. I didn't really go out to clubs because I was always working at the club. I was always the host, the voice, toasting the mic. But in those moments, the album and the music that really made an impression on me was D'Angelo's Voodoo album, and Devil's Pie was the perfect relationship, perfect combination of hip hop and neo soul. And you know, when that song came on, it always gave me really good feeling. It made me hype.
That's a great track as well. I just want to ask, you said you was there sort of like, you know, hosting the mic, and you know, that takes confidence. And obviously, as your career's progressed, you've played, you know, to audiences of thousands, and probably been in many, many rooms with many, many of your heroes and legends of your industry. Do you ever get that pang of like imposter syndrome? Do you ever feel that? Do you ever think like, wow, I'm here. This is like, should I be here? I mean, obviously you've earned everything that you've achieved, but I think it's a natural human thing to sometimes just kind of go, wow, am I really here? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I feel imposter syndrome maybe once or twice a day.
Oh, really?
So, no.
Not that frequently, but...
But certainly when I hear other brilliant singers and brilliant writers, I think to myself, who don't have a platform, I think to myself, I certainly don't deserve this position. They certainly deserve way more. How can I help them get where I am, you know, quickly?
Yeah, but that's a really beautiful way to deal with it, isn't it? If it's like, you know, you look and think, well, I can help do something here, and you act on that. That's a really beautiful way of dealing with, you know, with a very strange sort of feeling, which is, you know, imposter syndrome. I think that's absolutely commendable. Listen up. I've only got another new sponsor, Eggfried. It's this super cool clothing label. And if you're into sort of skating and street art and gigging and kind of like really cool art and throwing a little bit of Asian culture and the designer's kind of weird sense of humour in the mix, then you're pretty much there with the wonderful world that is eggfried.com. Now, they do these amazing punchy kind of graphic tees, hoodies and sweatshirts, beautiful art prints, as well as this. They have a denim range, all handmade in-house, all supporting the slow fashion movement. Not only that, they've given you a discount code, 10% off when you head over to eggfried.com. Just use the code EGGSALAD, EGGSALAD, save 10%. Go and get lost in the world of Eggfried. Also, they've got a new kids range, and it's called Small Fried, and it's super cool, super cute. And again, it's all over there in this wonderful world. Go and get involved at eggfried.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I'm going to take you home for track six, and I'm going to ask you for a favourite song from an artist from your home county, please.
We say home county, not home country.
You can say country. It's an ongoing thing where people go, country? Oh, county. Oh, okay, country. Like, yeah, it's fine.
No. Okay, so home county, I'm from Orange County, California. And the only other artists that I think made it out of Orange County, not only, but there are several. One of the biggest would be Gwen Stefani and her group.
No doubt.
No doubt. I'm thinking Sublime. No, they're more like Long Beach. So it's LA County. So yeah, no doubt. No Doubt would be the group. Favorite song from No Doubt? I'm Just a Girl.
What a tune.
I mean, that's what production, songwriting. They were way ahead, you know, with having a group that was so aggressive, but with a front woman. You know?
Absolutely.
So awesome. Their music was always at school functions, the school dances. So,
and
so certainly favorite.
And super progressive as an artist as well, like Gwen, you know, specifically to take time out and then come back. Incredible with what she come back with.
Certainly. And you know, testament to true artistry. Like, she was born to be on our televisions and in our stereos.
Well, for the last track, this is when you get to play DJ and influencer and tastemaker. I'm going to ask you for a song that many may not know that you would like them to hear.
Oh, wow. So I think there is this song by Fru Fru, which was the, you know, kind of a collaborative project that Imogen Heap did with, I forget the name of the producer she worked with right now, but it was a song that was synchronized on a movie called Garden State. And I heard the song in the trailers and was just floored by it. I was so moved by the intro and her voice and the lyrics and the movement, the pace of the record. It's years old at this point, maybe 15, an amazing, amazing composition. Guy Sigsworth is the name of the producer she worked with in Fru Fru.
And I mean, just to throw something in there, I actually attended one of their first ever shows, and it was a secret show out where I live outside of London. I'd heard Imogen before. She sung on a record, which if you ever get to hear it, she provided vocals for a band called Urban Species, and the track's called Blanket. And she sung on that, and that was what turned me onto her voice. And then that album came out in the mid-90s, I think, maybe mid to late 90s. And I knew that that was Imogen Heap's project. So I went along, and there was very, very tiny gig, literally maybe 50 people there. And her voice, oh, it's ridiculous, yeah. Ridiculously good.
Yeah.
So as we find ourselves heading into 2021 with, you know, a lot more hope than 2020, and yeah, you know, with a positive head on, what are you looking forward to this year personally, and what's happening professionally?
Wow, personally, I am looking forward to I don't know how to separate personal and professional, but personally, I'm looking forward to spending much more time with my family, getting out to Australia if we can. My wife was raised in Australia, so we have a lot of family there. We'll spend some time in Sydney, but the restrictions right now are quite hefty with the quarantine, 2 weeks in a hotel before you can go to the house that we own. Professionally, there's so much on the horizon. I'm really passionate about telling stories in new media, new forms. What's happening right now in the art space, digital art space, is really promising. Seeing so many of the artists that I followed for years, who are motion graphic designers and 3D designers, and starting to get recognized in selling their art through this the blockchain and NFT art. So I'm going to start collaborating with some of my artist friends and creating opportunities that, you know, they otherwise might not have to sell their art in such a, you know, an amazing way.
And if people want to keep up to speed with that and everything else that you're doing, where's the best place to keep up to speed with you?
Keep up to speed with me, the best is to follow my Instagram page. That's where I'm more active than any other.
And we have a Spotify playlist to accompany this chat, which will feature all of your song choices and some of your music as well. And I just want to say thanks loads for your time today. It's been a real pleasure going through your playlist.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you. There you go. Oh, I'm out of breath. It was a fast one, that. Under 30 minutes, but I think we got all the right stuff in there. He was delightful. Chose some great records, as I'm sure you're very aware. Head over to Spotify and listen to all of the tracks. And while you're on Spotify, then why not subscribe to this podcast? Or follow, I think they call it over there. But if you're on iTunes, go and subscribe. Or if you're on Acast, wherever you are, just give it a little click, then these episodes just pop up in your listening device every time I release one. You ain't even got to think about it. That way you don't miss out on anything. Everything else you need to know about this podcast is at your one-stop shop. Off the Beat and Track Podcast. Beat and, not beaten. Beatandtrackpodcast.com. Thanks, gang. I'm back next week. Stay safe and look forward to the next episode. See you soon. Be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.
It's Off the Beat and Track Podcast on the Distraction Pieces Network. Keep me, Stu Whippin.